You're up to Perek Chaf Vav. Perek Chaf Vav continues the theme of Bias HaMashiach Laslovo Olam Haba. It's not clear what time, but we're not talking about today's time. We're talking about at some future point in time where the Shekhinah has been restored to the Beis Hamikdash, to the world. Bayom Hahu, on that day, referring again back to that same pasuk and pasuk, the same theme and pasuk test in the previous parak. Bayom Hahu, Hine Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lo. Again, once again, Bayom Hahu, on that day, Yushar, it will be sung, Hashir Hazeh, the Eretz Yehuda. Now, the Farshim take note this that it says with Shir and not Shira. Sometimes in Tanakh, when we mention song, the feminine form is used. Oz Yoshim Oshav Nei Yisrael Es Hashira Hazos LaHashem. And sometimes we have Shir. So we know this from the Haggadah that when we refer to Shira in the feminine form, it refers to a salvation that occurs in this world, the world that we know it. And just like a woman, a young woman that gives birth, she hopes that she'll give birth once again. The Tsar Chevle Leda, it's not the end. I'll tell you a joke. This is a very good joke. I know someone that had... It's a true story. His name was Pesach. I thought it was very crude at the time when I heard him say this. But his name is Pesach, and he had his seventh son. He had many more children. But when he had his seventh son, he said by the bris or by the Shalom Zachar, again, his name was Pesach. This is Shevihi Shal Pesach, but it's not Acheron Shal Pesach. So, you like that? I was very young when I heard this. I thought it was so prust. Say such a thing. Then when I got older, it didn't make a dent on me, so I realized how I have fallen. My sensitivity to these matters has dissipated. But I thought that was interesting. So the thing is, that's the idea here in this pasuk, that when a woman gives birth, it's a wonderful simcha, it's an incredible, it's a salvation. A woman is in labor, she is in intense pain. And when the child finally arrives, she sings Shira. She sings Shir not only because she has a child, but she sings Shir because she no longer is suffering. The Tsar Chevle Leda they tell us that there's no greater pain in this world than the Tsar Chevle Leda, physical pain. Okay, today they have medicines, epidural, and so on and so forth, but a natural childbirth can be the most painful thing in this world. But it's only temporary. The song that she sings is only temporary because she hopes. I mean, deep down, she hopes that she will have more children and will go through this experience, the Tsar Chevle Leda, once again. That is comparable, this type of simcha is comparable to the simcha that we enjoy in this world when we witness salvation, because we know that until Mashiach comes, there's going to be more and more problems. If we get through one problem, one country leaves us alone, we know that we have down the line on the radar screen, there are more enemies that are making their way in. So the simcha, the song that we sing today, it's like the song that a woman sings, realizing that there's more to come. Shira, feminine. But when Mashiach comes, and the ultimate gula comes, and there will no longer be any tsar, then the song that is sung is called a shir, masculine, contrast to a feminine. It is the ultimate song. There will no longer be any tsar. So you have to look in Tanakh and Tehillim, and sometimes it says Shira, sometimes it says Shir. Whenever it says Shir, it refers to a salvation in the world as we know it, which means that we're not yet finished. And when it says Shir, it refers to a song of Yemos HaMashiach, when there will no longer be any Tsar. So here it says, Bayam Hu Yushar Hashir. Being that it says Shir Hazeh, it means the ultimate song, it will come to an end, there will no longer be any Tsar. The Eretz Yehuda, the Farshim take note that Yemos HaMashiach, you can debate this, that what's going to be Yemos HaMashiach, will there be once again a double Malchus? the Malchus of Yehuda and the Malchus of Yisrael. The Malchus of Yisrael, without question, was not sanctioned. It was not the original intent. David HaMelech is the Melech of the entire Klal Yisrael. Yerov ben Nevat rebelled, and it was purely rebellion. But even though it was a rebellion, it was given legitimacy by the Nevi'im, because there was a rebellion, and the Nevi'im, these are sugyas in learning Sefer Melachim. But the Nevi'im, Hashem sent Elisha, Eliyahu, to appoint kings for the Malchus of Yehuda, Malchus of Yisrael. So we do see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges and gives some degree of legitimacy to this kingdom. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? Will the Aseres HaShvatim, if they will be restored, they will not be restored. Let's say they will be restored. Will they have once again their own Malchus? Of course, it goes without saying that even if there's going to be a double Malchus, the Malchus is going to be, the Ikkar is going to be Yehud, and there's going to be only one Beis HaMikdash. And the Malchus of Yisrael is not going to be worshipping calves, golden calves, and Dan and Besa. That's a given. And they're going to be subservient to the Malchus of Yehuda. But the question is, will there even exist a Malchus of Yisrael, or there will not be a Malchus of Yisrael? So there are many psukim which indicate that no such thing. When Mashiach comes, it will be restored to a single Malchus. And that's what it says here in this pasuk, the Eretz Yehuda. It will be sung, the song in Eretz Yehuda, meaning there's, it doesn't say it explicitly, but the only Malchus will be Eretz Yehuda. The whole Eretz Yehuda, someone learned the entire Eretz Yisrael will be called Eretz Yehuda. This that was before part of the Malchus of Yisrael will now be all part of Eretz Yehuda, because there will be only one Malchus and one Melech. The Malchus of David will rule over the entire world. What will be the song? So now we're going to song Ir Ozlanu. Ir means Yerushalayim. Is Ozlanu is a stronghold for us. It is safe. The world is a dangerous place. It appears at this point in time. There's going to be much chaos and Chorbin, but at least in Yerushalayim, there's a place where we can find safety and security. It is a stronghold for us. Yeshua, now this is a beautiful expression, Yeshua Yoshis Chomos Vachel. Now let's go backwards. A Choma is a wall, we all know that. A Chel, what exactly is a Chel? So the Radak, Mepharshim, a Chel is a small wall, a double wall. Chel, here they have it, Mesutah says the same thing, Mesutah Sion, Hu Achoyma Nemucha Shelefne Hagavoa. Sometimes the Chel means, they call it a rampart. That's a ramp, that's what they would build in order to overcome a wall. The enemy would besiege a city, so they would bring in bulldozers, and that's why it's called a bulldozer, from bulls. They would bring in whatever machinery they had in those times to build a ramp in order to climb over the wall. But that's not really what it means here. Here it means, Chel means they had a second wall. There was the major wall, and there was a secondary wall which also served as a buffer to the main wall. Like even today, Eretz Yisrael. Like Eretz Yisrael, they have there the different security wall between Eretz Yisrael and Egypt. I saw some video about this. It's very interesting that there are, it's not one wall. There's certain parts of the security wall which is just one wall. But the more dangerous areas, there are multiple walls. There's a wall, and then there's an area, and then there's another wall. And multiple walls, I mean, you'd have to talk to a military strategist to explain how all this works. You have the major wall, and then you have minor walls, and each wall serves a purpose in protecting the city. So here we are referring to the two sets of walls, the chomos, the major wall, the chel is the minor wall. There will not be physical walls. In place of the major and the minor physical walls, there will be faith. Faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation. Yeshua. Yeshua means the salvation of Hashem. The recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, Yashis. Yashis means to set. Shos. To put in place. The faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He can save us will be in place of the major wall and the minor wall. So that's like a spiritual existence at this point in time. One more time. So Ir Ozlanu, Yerushalayim is a stronghold for us. What is the stronghold? Is it because we have the best military might? We have the most sophisticated tanks and the most sophisticated airplanes and all these anti missile and systems. No, it's Yeshua Yoshis, the salvation of Hashem, the belief and the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also our salvation, Yoshis. That will be in place of Chomos, major, massive walls, and Vachel, and smaller walls. If you look in the Mitzudos David, Ir Ozlanu, Yushlaim, Shahisalanu, Lumaoz, Me'olam, it was always a stronghold, Hine Gamata. Now also at this point in time, Yosim HaKel Yeshua, B'choymos, Hashem will set. Okay, he's not learning like I told you another interpretation. I told you, I must have seen this in the Radak, or in Rav Shimon Schwab. I can't always remember where I see all these things because time is limited to prepare. But here the Mitzvah, the Kilfi Dark, the Mitzvah is always the simplest pshat, which is gewaldic. Don't get me wrong. You have to learn pshat. But Yeshua, so at this point, Hine Gamato, Yosim Hokel, Yeshua, Hashem will set salvation, B'choymosa, V'chela, inside the city, within the walls. He's learning very simple. At this point in time, there's going to be physical walls around Yerushalayim like there is today. Okay, those are not the original walls of Yerushalayim. It was built later on, much later on, more modern history, those walls. But in the walls of Yerushalayim, Hashem will bring about salvation within the walls. B'choymosa, V'chela, V'lo, Sishlet, Bo'yar, the enemy will no longer have Shlita. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Hoir Yerushalayim shoyim me'oz tamid lanu lo'iz Yeshua Yoshes Hamashiach es chaymosecha v'yeschela." So he learns. Rashi learns entirely different. So let's read the according to Rashi. Rashi, what's difficult with Rashi? Rashi is translating the pasuk now lefi the ta'amim, now according to the cantillation of musical notes, because he's putting a very strong break after the word Yeshua. Rashi learns, "Ir oz lanu Yeshua." Period. Yerushalayim has always been for us, since time immemorial, a city of that is strong, a stronghold, and a city of salvation, period. And then he goes on to say, Yoshis Choymois Fachel, now the Melech HaMashiach, now at this point in time, the Rashi here, Yerushalayim Shayyabi Oz Tamid Lanu Laoz Yeshua. It was always for us as a stronghold of salvation. Period. Yoshis HaMoshiach, the Saver. Who is the Saver? HaMoshiach, either Hashem or Hashem with Melech HaMoshiach, will establish Eschemosech of Yeschila, will rebuild its walls. Will rebuild the major wall and the minor wall. Okay, that's a whole different interpretation. And again, that breaks the ta'amim, and that's something which is fairly common in Nevi'im. You don't have this in Chumash. You never see something like this, because we have a tradition that it's not clear. This is one of the mysteries. When exactly did the ta'amim on the lane, the cantillation, the laning, the trop for the psukim? When was that put into place? And today it's sacred. Today no one's going to play games. If you have the better, they have a very good tikkun called the Tikkun Simonim. And there they have the Mincha Shai. And the Mincha, and even on the page, he did a lot of research. I remember the person who did it. I haven't seen him in many years. His name was Kut. His name was Rabbi Kut. He was an older man. I haven't seen him in many years. I knew his children. I went to Chaim Berlin. His children were in Yeshiva. They had twin boys. So he put out a tikkun. Now they have a tikkun. They have a siddur. And they have chumashim. They have a lot of things that they put out called Simonim. And they're very big into research in different trop. And in Chumash, there are differences. There are different traditions of what is the correct trop for certain psukim. And in that tikkun, they have all the variations. Okay, but there's a basic variation. And even the variations, they all put the words pretty much together. You don't really have a situation where you're going to break up the words and break up the pasuk in different ways. And when Rashi and all the major parashonim explain the psukim, this never appears to be a contradiction, al derech pshat, between the trop and the perish. In Nevi'im, that's not true. In Nevi'im, it's not uncommon to find the parashonim explain the pasuk not lefi the ta'amim that we have in front of us. So what does that mean? Either it means the parashonim became darshonim. They're darshing the pasuk homiletically, or it means that the tradition of the ta'amim is not as strong. And it's true, it's not as strong, because even in the exact spelling of the words, there are differences. There are different things in Tehillim with Aram Tzova, the Keter Aram Tzova. There are a lot of things that were not so... The Mesorah for Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not as rigid as the Mesorah for Chumash. It's a little bit more flexible. And that's what you see here. Rashi himself is giving us an interpretation where he says that Yushlaim is Ir Oz Lanu Yeshua, period. And then it says Yoshis Chumas V'chel. But that's not what it says in our Trub. Our Trub says that Yeshua of Yoshis, those two words go together. It's a Merchot Tipcha. Those words go together. You don't have a hard break. According to Rashi, there should be a Netznachta underneath the word Yeshua. Not the way we have it. So this
Rashi
is just,
puts Yeshua and Yoshis together.
No, Rashi puts...
Well, look at the first five words.
Oh, maybe you're right. Ho'ir Yerushalayim Shoyam Me'oz, from Me'oz, Tamid Lanu Le'oz Yeshua, period. So it seems that Rashi is putting the word Yoshua, Yeshua, together with the word Oz Lanu.
And then... It's not Rashi that did that. It's probably printer or somebody else. And you talk about the
Divrei HaMaskil. No, not the Divrei HaMaskil. The parish itself. Look at the parish itself. Parish itself says, so Eir Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, Shehoyo Me'oz, that was from way back, time immemorial, Tamid Lon, always for us, Le'oz Yeshua. Period. 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 What? Okay, comma, fine, comma. You have a comma in yours? I don't, you have a comma in your text? I don't have any commas in mind, right? Then it says, Yoshis HaMoshia, the Savior will set, will establish, its walls and its ramparts. So if you go back to the post, that means you have to break up the post as follows. According to the way I translate, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I translate, but you did say something which is interesting. Let's just go one step at a time. Ir Oz Lanu Yeshua. Right? Isn't that what Rashi says? The ear that has been an Oz Lanu and a salvation from time immemorial. Then Yoshis Choymois Vochel. Who will be Yoshis? It doesn't say who. So Rashi adds, which is very common. Rashi adds in the word, the psukim are written very shorthand. You have to add words into the pasuk. It's uncertain from the context that whoever will be around at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashiach, will go and will establish the walls. But according to the trop, it should, the word Yeshua and Yoshis go together. And that's indeed the way the Mitzudos David explains the pasuk. He explains
it.
Ir Oz Lanu Yeshua Yoshis. Okay, you're right. Very good. Okay, you're right. I didn't notice the Dibra Maskil. The Dibra Maskil is going to the shop. But yet the parish appears to be there. But you point out something which maybe I'm making a mistake, because Rashi is the word Yoshis HaMoshiach, the Savior. The Savior is all simply the word Yeshua. So maybe when it says the word Yeshua, it's going back and forth. It means that Yeshua Yoshis Chaymos Vachel. Yeshua means the one that will bring about salvation. Maybe that's what really Rashi means. Rashi appears to be using the word Moshiach twice. If you really read the Rashi carefully, he's using the word Yeshua backwards and forwards. Yeshua goes back on the beginning of the pasuk, and Yeshua goes forward. So really, like, double the word. Ir Oz Lanu Yeshua, period. The city of Yerushalayim that was always for us a stronghold and a place of salvation. Now, at this point in time in the future, again, the word Yeshua. Yeshua Yoshis Choymos Vachel. The one that will bring about salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Moshiach, will establish its walls. That possibly is Rashi's going, using the words both ways, not the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is very clear that the word Yeshua is going on the second half of the pasuk. Mitzvah is very clear that the word Yeshua refers to Hashem. Yosim Hakel Yeshua b'chaymosa v'chel v'lo. Hashem will establish, and in the word he doesn't mean to build the walls. According to Rashi, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build the walls. According to the Mitzudos, it means Hashem will bring salvation within its walls. A whole different interpretation. And the drush on this pasuk is, I think, the Radak, it could be the Midrash, that explain that it doesn't refer to physical walls. that the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emunah pshuta that B'nai Yisrael will have at this point in time, will serve in place of walls. If you have emunah pshuta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are on such a high level, like the Ramban says, you don't have to go to a doctor, because you just have to be mispala. You mispala and you'll be healed. Okay, no one today would ever tell you to do that. This is dealing with an ideal that is beyond our spiritual level. But at this point in time, with the coming of Mashiach and the Yeshua's Hashchina, there will no longer be need for physical walls. Yeshua Yoshis, this the drush, that the salvation that the belief that we will have in the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in place of Choy Mois V'chal. So we have three interpretations of this pasuk. The Mitsudos, Choy Mois V'chal means with real salvation within the walls of Yerushalayim. Rashi, the Savior will build walls, and the Drush, which I believe is all the Mefarshim, is that our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will serve in place of Choy Mois V'chal. Okay, now we come to a very famous pasuk base. Pischu Sharim V'yavot Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim. Open the gates at this point in time. We have a new Yerushalayim, and they're going to be gates, or they're going to be virtual gates. Whatever gates there are, they're going to be walls. And now after the city has built, the kibbutz Golios begins. People begin to arrive all over the world. They want to come. Not everyone is allowed to enter. The only one that can enter is Pischu, open up the gates, V'yavo Goy, a nation that is righteous, the nation that is Shomer, who has guarded Shomer Emunim, has guarded the faith. Only those that have been faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of history till the end of history, only they will allow to enjoy the delights that are to be found, the spiritual delights that are to be found in Yerushalayim at this point in time. The nation, Kal Yisrael, the Goy Tzadik, the Shomer Emunim. There are many midrashim on this pasuk, that this pasuk refers to Ilm HaBa, that a person that says Amen in this world, he answers Amen with Kavana, when he davens, he will be able to enter Gan Eden. And when it says to open the gates, going to the Medrash, it means the gates of Gan Eden. They'll ask a person, did you answer Amen, Kel, Melech, Neman, with properly? Then you will be allowed to enter. There's another Medrash that says that when there's a child, this is something which is very mystical, that we don't understand at all what this means, but when does a child enter, how old must a child be? Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a small child leaves this world very young, at what age does he enter Gan Eden? Now, Gan Eden in contrast to what? I don't know. What else is in heaven? I don't know. We don't know how these things work. But if the child has reached the age where he was able to say Amen, that already means he has a chelek in Gan Eden. Pischu Sha'arim, open the gates, V'yavai Goy Tzadik, let a nation who is righteous, referring to even members of a nation, who is Shomer Emunim, who can guard. Emunim is refers to Amen. The child can say Amen. He already is entitled to come to the Olam HaEmes. At what age is that? Whatever, two, 3 years old. Before that, so what does it mean then? A baby infant dies, Rachman Litzlan, when he's 6 months old. So what does it mean? We have no idea what it means. But this is a Chazal. If he already is at the age where he can say Amen, he's already in the league of Pischu Sha'arim. Yeah. Pischu Sham, he's already, there's something called open the gates. This neshama is going there. There and not where? There and not where else would he go? He's not going to Gehenna, that's for sure. Right? A child doesn't go to Gehenna, there's no question about that. So where's he going? There's something called Pischu Sha'arim, and there's something else. We don't know. But if he could say Amen, he goes. We say when we learn this quote, what's the mile of saying Amen? The Gemara Chazal say, Godol. Greater is the one who answers Amen than the one who makes the bracha. What's the pshat? Pshat, as we make a bracha, there are two parts. Baruch atah Hashem. You mention Hashem's name. Elokeinu. Melech ha'olam. There is shame u'malchus. You acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you also acknowledge that He is the melech of the world. That's what a bracha is. When a person answers Amen, there are three parts. Kel, Hashem, the name of Hashem, Melech, Neman, it's faithful. Answering Amen is greater than making the bracha. When you make the bracha, you only acknowledge the existence of Hashem. and you acknowledge that he is the king of the world. There are many kings out there that are not faithful. They make promises. There are many politicians that make promises and promises, and it's one lie after another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel. He is the authority of the world. Melech, he is the Melech. We acknowledge his existence, and we acknowledge that he takes an active role in this world. He's the Melech. And Nemon, he's not like all these politicians that are liars. He is faithful to his word. Godol ho'oyne amen yoyser min ha'mevarech. The one who answers amen is also acknowledging the emuna, the faith, the faithfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says here.
Certain brachas where we do, in the words of the bracha itself, you have it. Ufraino, for example.
Okay, that's okay. Absolutely, you're right. Absolutely, those are brachas of tefillah. You're right, but I'm talking about the regular, like the brachas hashachar, the 18 brachas, the small brachas, the brachas hamitzvos, where you just simply say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos Mitzvanu Al Achilas Matzah. It's those the brachas hamitzvos and the brachas hashachar, the short brachas. You're right. There are brachas which,
what is
of course,
that? How would Naaman apply to the bracha Achilas Matzah? What is it we're trying to respond? And you say, okay, blessed are you, Hashem, Elokim, Elokim, Dereh, Meir, Shem, Matzah. You say, Omen. So, Kel. But what does the Nemon part relate to that bracha?
The Nemon, the person who answers Omen is acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faithful. It's
why,
just, you
idiot. Why would you tie into that bracha? I mean, you're saying, greater is the one who answers the Omen than the one who makes the bracha. So I'm making Chodesh Matzah, and I'm saying, Omen, Nemon is critical. Why is it critical that I'm faithful? Faithful to what? That in general? That
in general, correct. In general, right. You acknowledge in general that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem. You acknowledge his existence. You acknowledge that he conducts the world. And you acknowledge that he is faithful. Happens to be, we're focusing now on a certain mitzvah. He commanded us to do this mitzvah. Right, it's a general statement. It does not refer necessarily to the details of this specific mitzvah. Absolutely. There's a general idea. So this particular very often, you'll go here, someone give a mushmuz about how important it is to answer amen, person answer amen after davening. Many people come early to davening, very makbid. They say brachas. And the reason why they say brachas is to give the people the opportunity to answer amen. And some shuls, it's like a whole, everyone takes turns. This one makes brachas, everyone answers amen. And this one, they do it over here.
Yes.
Some people come early.
Yeah,
people are very makbid because answering amen to a certain degree is even greater than making the bracha, and people want to merit the fulfillment of this pasuk, pischu sha'arim, where their neshama comes to the next world. They want that darga, that reward, pischu sha'arim, because they lived a life where they were faithful, v'yavoy goy tzadik shomer emunim, because they were people who were Shoymer Emunim. Okay, now we come to a beautiful pasuk. This is a very difficult pasuk to translate. Very difficult, but it's very it's fascinating as well. Pasuk Gimel. Yetzer Samuch. Titzor Shalom Shalom. Ki v'cha batuach. There are many interpretations. Let's go one at a time. Let's first focus on the word Yetzer. Now, some learn Yetzer as a reference to the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. And they interpret this pasuk that we're dealing here Yimos HaMashiach, and it's a continuation of the previous pasuk. These group of people have been invited to enter Pischu Sha'arim, to enter the gates, to come into Yerushalayim. What's the first thing they're going to do when they come into Yerushalayim? They're going to be mispalel to Hashem that the Yetzer Hara should not ruin it for them, should not destroy their lives. They should not be inclined to follow the Yetzer. That's one approach. I want to put that aside for now. Let's focus on a different approach. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Machshavos Ha'odom Ra Midrav. Let's see, the Mitzudas actually quotes the pasuk. Okay, V'chol Yetzer Machshavos Libo Ra Midrav. It's in the Mitzudas Sion Pasuk Gimel. He quotes, giving the pasuk, all of the desire. How do you translate the word Yetzer? I always translated it as Yetzer means the desires of the thoughts of a person. Pasuk includes Ra, or evil, from his youth. A person is born with the Yetzer. My father always used to say that what's the Malabar? The Bar Mitzvah is Bar Mitzvah, you get the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara you're born with, the Yetzer Tov first arrives when you are a bar mitzvah. When a child is born, he has an evil inclination to do evil, and you have to work on it, you have to control it. So Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch, I saw this in Rav Schwab Sefer, he quotes Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch extensively, as you can imagine, and he says something fascinating. Yetzer comes from the word Yotzer. Yotzer is the creator, to create. I mean, so if you're not going to vowelize the word Yotzer, but Yetzer, it means a creation, a Yetzira. There's the Yotzer, the creator, and the Yotzer, his work is a Yetzira. The word Yetzer, he says, also relates to creation. What is the most sophisticated thing a person can create in this world? A building? A ship? An airplane? No. The most awesome form of creation man can do in this world is make a decision. What's the difference between a child and an adult? A child, decisions are made for him. Adults make their own decision. The pasuk here says, Yetzer machshavos, the thoughts. We're dealing here, if in the context of this pasuk, we're dealing with creation relative to thought. Ki Yetzer machshavos. Yetzer is somoch to machshava. A person has thoughts. He's creative. But you have to decide. There are many breakpoints. There are many junctures where to go in your plans, in your thought processes. You have to come to a decision. Yotzer, Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch, what he says means a decision. The decision of the mind is of a child on his own. The reason why parents make decisions for children is because children would be inclined to make evil decisions, to make the wrong decision, to decide the wrong thing for themselves. Therefore, you need someone to protect them. That's what he says. So basically, to get through review, Yetzer means a decision. Because Yetzer comes from the word Yetzirah. Yetzirah is a creation. The ultimate creation is the thought process of the mind. Ideas. Ideas is the ultimate form of creativity in this world. After you have ideas, similarly, you put your idea into the world of reality, you build a bridge, you build a building, you create something, but everything starts with the idea. And in the process of thinking, of having ideas, you have to decide on something. And the decision is the gemar, is the completion of the creative process of the mind. Ideas percolate in the mind. There are things which are nonsense, and there are things which are logical, which are intuitive, which make sense, which are brilliant. You have to decide which of those creative ideas are correct. So Yetzer means a decision. And that's why it ties to the pasuk, Yetzer, machshavos libo ra min urav, the decisions of the mind of a child are ra. And therefore, it's not a good idea a child should make decisions. Decision-making should be led to chachonim, to wise men, not to foolish people. That's how we tie to this pasuk now. Yetzer samuch. Samuch in this pasuk means to rely on Hashem. We're out of time, so we'll just finish this idea very quickly. Yetzer samuch means to rely on Hashem. The decision was made, Yetzer, to rely on Hashem. Here we are, Yemos HaMashiach. There are questions. We don't know what the questions are. We can follow this approach, or we can go this way. If we go follow this approach, we can follow a life derech hateva, and things will work out. I'll be derech hateva. Not necessarily, whatever the case is. And then if we go this way, there are risks. There are serious risks involved. But it can work out. It can work out if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct Hashkocha, if it will be a Hashkocha Pratis, it's not a miracle. Things will survive. But we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. It's not as glat as taking this path. The decision was made to rely on Hashem. That's what the pasuk means. Yetzer Samuch. The decision is made to lie in Hashem. Now, we're running out of time, so I just want to translate, translate the pasuk backwards. And therefore, shalom, shalom, titzar. I'm going to translate that. Shalom means, therefore, the reward will be peace. Shalom is repeated twice in the pasuk. Peace will protect the nation. Titzar will protect them. Because the people were clever, were wise enough to make the correct decision and rely upon Hashem, Yetzer Samuch, they will be rewarded. Shalom, shalom. Peace and peace, Tatsar, will guard them, will protect them. And then the pasuk concludes, and this is proper because Kivcha Batuach. And this is logical, this is only right, because we did indeed have faith in you. It's a repetition, it's the poetic repetition of all the psukim, it repeats the idea. And the reason why we are deserving that there should be peace is because it's only correct. We had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reward is HaKadosh Baruch Hu does bring upon you peace. So it's a fascinating idea when you take this word, Yetzer. Really, the truth is, not only Rav Shamshon Falosh, you look in the Pashtunim over here and Rashi and stuff, and they all really say the same thing. They don't bring it out. They don't bring it out the way he does, but it's all the same idea. The decision was made to rely on Hashem, and not to take an approach that's simpler and that's more derech hateva, but rather to focus on Hashem, and therefore in reward for that, shalom, shalom, we're reading the pasuk backwards, there will be peace, titzah, that will guard the Jewish people, and the pasuk concludes, that's the way it should be, and that's the way it is, because, ki v'cha batuach, because in you, Hashem, we had faith, there was trust. Okay, we'll stop here.
How do you do that? You have your way.